Hi everyone, I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where I discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what is shared in this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you four ways in which you can maintain some balance and a little bit of sanity during this very difficult time that we're in right now with this global pandemic known as the novel coronavirus or COVID-19. So I know it's been a while since I've been here on this podcast, and I'm super excited to be back. I've been dealing with a lot of new great things in my life and been able to just recalibrate and rebalance a lot of new things that have been happening over the last, I would say, almost year since I recorded the last podcast episode, which I want to say was back in July, and it's April of 2020 now. So super excited to be back on the saddle, if you will. But I'm definitely feeling some remorse in the fact that this entire world is going through this pandemic. It's known as the coronavirus, and it's keeping us away from our friends, our loved ones, out of our jobs. And there's just a lot of change and a lot of disruption that's happening, and a lot of death, unfortunately, that's happening in this world. So I come with excitement, but also a bit of a heavy heart, given the current situation. But with that being said, I'm going on 4 weeks of working from home. My wife and I are both home from our jobs. We've been asked to stay home for the safety of everyone in our workplace, and in fact, anyone who's not essential in terms of needing to be in the office has been asked to work from home for the last several weeks. So that's hopefully going to help to cause this virus to not be spread as much if we were in close quarters with each other. But also, our son is at home with us as well. So the public schools here, all the schools, in fact, here in Rochester, New York, in our county, have been closed, as well as throughout the nation. Multiple, if not all, school districts have been closed, and for the foreseeable future, they'll be closed. So with that being said, we're all home. We're all working from home for the most part, and we're just trying to, just make sure that we maintain some balance in our life and not get overwhelmed by the situation that we're in today. Be very, very, very thankful for our health and for the blessings that we continue to receive each and every day. And I just have a couple of things that have been on my mind in terms of just how to maintain that balance and a little bit of sanity throughout this time period that I've been on, and just sharing with you a little bit of my personal journey. So one of the things that I would definitely recommend anyone listening to this podcast to take note of is, just like with anything else, if you have goals and things that you're trying to accomplish, if your goal is to maintain some balance in your life, I would say, first off, make sure you're being very intentional about maintaining that balance. So what does that mean? That means setting a plan, knowing what's important to you, and then going for it and making sure that it is something that you're going to be committed to, something that you've thought about. So in terms of balancing your life, think about what are those different aspects of your life that are important to you, and the things that you want to continue to make sure that you're doing so that you do maintain a balanced life. Then write those goals, and then every day, every night, check in, make sure that you are accomplishing the goals that you have set for yourself and want to achieve. And so that intentionality is critical. So taking the time to sit down and just outline what's important to you. So I have my family and my personal health, my finances, my mental and physical space or environments, making sure I'm removing the clutter and trying to stay as clear-minded as possible. Those are some of the areas of my life that are important to me, as well as making sure that I have that proper balance with all the various aspects of life. So those are just some that I try to make sure I'm looking at every day to make sure I am addressing those and meeting those needs that I have for myself. So being very intentional about those goals and what's important to you. Then secondly, I would say that you want to chunk those goals or those areas up so that you can achieve some daily wins. So you don't necessarily need to conquer a massive goal every day, but you do want to have some small wins especially when you're in this what feels like almost Groundhog Day, where you're waking up and you could be doing the same thing over and over and over again. So every day, having some small wins that you can at the end of the day say, hey, I accomplished this, and this is something I can hold my hat to and say that I was actually successful. So small wins, whether it be cleaning up a room in the house, if that's important to you, making sure that you do your morning routine, some physical activity, getting some time to play with your children if you have children, or your pets. Making some time that you may be reading a book or trying to grow intellectually, whatever it is, just make sure you have a small win that you can, at the end of the day, check off the box, get that dopamine hit, and feel good about yourself at the end of the day. I think that's something that's been really helpful for me, to be able to check that item off the box every day. Thirdly, I would say make sure you have somebody who can hold you accountable. I'm fortunate enough to have my wife here with me. If you have a significant other, a partner, a family member, a friend who you can reach out to, let them know what your goals are, what you're trying to accomplish, and have them hold you accountable, and you hold them accountable if they have goals as well. I found, as we've always articulated in this podcast and in other forums, having that accountability partner really does help to achieve those goals and keeps us on the track of positive progress. And then lastly, you want to make sure, and this ties into the second around daily wins, you want to make sure you're celebrating. So every week, my wife and I, we try to celebrate. I have been doing a lot more cooking recently now that we're here. And every Friday we do a fish fry, and we love our fish fries. And so I'm cooking, and we may have a glass of wine, and we're celebrating each week and the things that we've been able to accomplish. And I'm sure we could do more celebrating, but I would definitely encourage you all to make sure that you are taking the time to celebrate. And even though we can't be in close quarters with others in terms of going out to different restaurants or bars or different play areas or whatever the case may be that you consider fun, make time to celebrate. And we've been really creative, and I've seen others be extremely creative in terms of how they celebrate. So there's I don't know if it's new or not, but these Zoom happy hours or these Zoom get-togethers have been pretty interesting. So whatever you need to do in order to make sure you're celebrating those accomplishments and those things that you've been able to do over the course of the week is something that I would strongly recommend for each of you who are listening to this podcast. So those are just four things that I would recommend you all do to sort of help maintain that balance in your life and some sense of sanity throughout this quarantine or this social distancing that we are experiencing today. My thoughts and prayers are with everyone who has been impacted some way, shape, or form with this coronavirus pandemic. And I wish you all nothing but the best. And together we'll get through this. And I'm looking forward to continuing up this podcast again. So with that, I hope that you found some value and that you would share this episode with a family member or friend who was looking for some thoughts, and share this podcast. And until the next time, live long and prosper.